This is Alex Jones. It is Saturday night. We interrupt the retransmission for an emergency broadcast. It is 9:17 Central Standard Time, 10:17 Eastern Time right now. We are live. It is Saturday night for the thousands of you on the web listening to rebroadcast. I need you to call into all the other little Patriot networks and all the mainstream radio stations, especially in New York City. Luke Radowski of We Are Change New York, of course, walks up to Mayor Bloomberg on the street routinely, asking why they haven't given medical care to the firemen and police and other emergency workers. Much of that is in my film, just for documentation, Truth Rising. And they identify him, they know him, they come up to him on the street and say he can't ask questions of them. And you've seen the famous footage of the thugs with the police grabbing his camera, saying it's a gun, saying his backpack's a bomb, saying we know it isn't a gun or a backpack, but we're going to put you in the jail with terror charges. They're always saying his Infowars.com press pass is, quote, fake, as if the First Amendment isn't your press pass in America for blogging or video or whether you're Access TV or, you know, the New York Times, it doesn't matter. But we did issue him this press pass. He was going to the Hilton in Manhattan to ask questions at the end of a press conference with Mayor Bloomberg. And when he walked into the lobby, Mayor Bloomberg's security thugs said, grab him. They didn't say leave. They just grabbed him and said, you're under arrest for trespassing, which they have to tell you to leave first. And then they took him to jail. We have talked to him. He got his one phone call, and they hung the phone up on him. Rob talked to him. Rob Jacobson's here. We're actually in the middle of a videotaped interview with Webster Tarpley for the second Obama film I'm going to release on July 4th. So we're in the middle of this. We go talk to him, and they then told him, we're going to charge you with impersonating the press. There's no such law. And with a fake press pass, you're in a lot of trouble, young man. We're going to get you. So this is a political prosecution like in Guatemala or in communist Russia or communist China or East Germany or something. We've got to protect reporters. And New York just lost over 1,000 lawsuits in the last 4 years. Since the 2004 RNC that I was at, where they grabbed AP reporters, American Spectator reporter, NPR reporters. I was there in Big Orange Fences, put them in Pier 57. They lost lawsuits over that, but the thug police, more thug-like than anywhere we found in New York on average, don't care because it's taxpayer money these lawsuits are paid back with. So here's what we need from everybody. We need everybody. We called and respectfully said, listen, we're Infowars.com, syndicated radio show, TV show, filmmakers, Luke Radowski, that is a real press pass. He works for us. What's going on with our reporter? They would hang up on us. They were rude. We talked to an officer, Fagan, who continued to hang up on us. We need everybody listening right now to call, be polite, but be focused and say, you're saying Luke Radowski isn't a reporter. You've kidnapped a reporter in America, and now you're trying to trump up baloney made-up charges about impersonating the press and saying he has no right. No, this is real media. That's why you're getting these phone calls, and this is on the radio around the country. That's what you tell them. Then you call into any other live shows that are on right now. I think on Genesis later tonight, you got Erskine coming up in about an hour and a half. You can call into that show. There's other live shows that are out there. Call into those. We need to get everybody else on this. This has happened to We Are Change folks before, and we've really gotten a lot of phone calls down there and gotten them to release people. When I got arrested bullhorning Geraldo Rivera, also in Truth Rising, live on Fox News, I was going to be there from that Friday through to Monday to see a judge till people encircled the precinct saying, let him go, let him go. And they called a captain and realized that it was only a ticketable offense they'd given me. I shouldn't be in jail. And they released me from the cell filled with feces they chose for me to put me in and were laughing at me. So it's the 18th precinct in New York, New York, in New York City. And it's 54th Street between 8th and 9th. Rob Jacobson was the one that mainly talked to Luke on the phone. Rob, tell us where this precinct's located. Any other details that I'm going to give the phone number out for folks?
The precinct is located on 54th between 8th and 9th. It's right near the David Letterman studio, if anybody has been to Manhattan and knows where that is. It's right around the corner, so it's just right up that block.
And the issue is they kidnapped a reporter and are trying to trump up charges on him.
Exactly. When I spoke to Luke, basically he described the scene as almost the moment he walked into the lobby. And first of all, if anybody's ever been into a lobby of a big Manhattan hotel, These things are almost as crowded as a New York City subway station. People are in and out of there all day. It's a public place. I mean, the moment he walked into
there's restaurants, there's gift shops, there's bars.
Bars, everything. It's open.
And so he got, oh, there he is. Let's grab him, charge him with trespassing, and then charge him with impersonating somebody.
Exactly. He said almost the moment he walked in the lobby, these people came up to him. He identified them as Bloomberg security, and they identified him. He knew immediately. They said, that's Luke. Let's get him. And they surrounded him. They called out a bunch of charges to the police officer. Hey, get him. We got to get him out of here. Da-da-da-da-da. And the police kind of, you know, put him in cuffs, put him into the police car, which Matt LePasek told me he has all on tape, and many other We Are Change members also said they
I hope they hurry up and get it out tonight, because I love We Are Change, but We Are Change New York that started the We Are Change groups is always very slow about putting video out. They don't need to make it all fancy with a bunch of music and stuff. Get it on the wearechange.org site. We'll link to it at Infowars.com now. Go encode it, put it on the web now. Put it unedited on the web now, because the issue is, from talking to the witnesses, LePasek and Luke, who called us from the jail with his one phone call to Rob's phone. Thank God Rob almost always answers his phone. They just walked up and said, charge him with trespassing in a basically a public place. It's advertising as if it's public with shops and restaurants, because he dare show up there. And now they're trying to charge him with other things, saying, you're in a lot of trouble. Tell folks what Luke told you.
Basically, he said that he was just holding his camera. So he was just basically somebody standing there with a badge on and a camera in hand. And for that, the police walked up to him, or the Bloomberg security thugs came up to him and said, go grab this guy. Get him out of here. And that's basically what the police did. They obeyed command.
But you said that once he got to jail, they're saying you're in a lot of trouble.
Right. Once he got into the police precinct, the officer said to him, hey, that's a phony press badge. You're in a lot of trouble now. And it's not a phony press badge. They're just trying to scare him.
But you don't need a press badge to have a camera. Now they've made it terrorism to have a camera, period, in England now. That's total tyranny. But the point is, they're trying it here. Just like we had the thugs in New York with the police saying his camera was a gun.
Yeah. And
they said, it's a gun. You're in a lot of trouble
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And I was under the understanding that this was a country where freedom of press was,
Well, I mean, New York is mafia-run, period. What else did he say? Anything else he said?
That's about it.
Okay, listen to me very careful, listeners. This is live. It is Saturday the 28th. 9:24 and 30 seconds. 9:24 Central Standard Time. You are listening to a live show on Saturday night. We broke in here during the retransmission because we're up here working at night. Got the call while we're here in studio. I didn't want to wait till tomorrow when I'm on from 4 to 6 p.m. with an official show that's on the AM and FM dial. All we've got is what on our dials out there, about 2,000 people that are tuned into the rebroadcast. It's up to you to call everybody else out there to get the other little networks and people involved in this right now to get We Are Change Luke Radowski out of jail, to let these criminals that are trying to trump up charges on him and trying to set him up know that we are watching what they're doing, that we are fully aware of what's going on. Now, here is the number to the 18th precinct. Here is the number to the 18th precinct and the rude Officer Fagan, 212-760-8300, 212-760-8300. Call now, and then wait 20 minutes, call again, and then call again. And then call in the morning, 212-760-8300. This is only going out once right now. It's up to you, folks. We've been calling. 212-760-8300, 18th Precinct, 54th Street between 8th and 9th Street. Officer Fagan is one of the creatures answering the phone who thinks this is Soviet Russia. This is absolutely amazing. 212-760-8300. You know, we ought to get the number to the particular Hilton. There's a couple in Manhattan. Which one was it?
I believe there's the one major one in Midtown. I mean, they didn't tell me specifically, but Bloomberg shows up.
Need to call there and say, now you've kidnapped a reporter in your hotel. Are you part of claiming he was trespassing?
Right. I hear they kept him custody in the Hilton for about 30, 40 minutes before they escorted him to the precinct.
Yeah, I believe, this is total tyranny.
I believe that's probably the Hilton, that famous one, Fifth Avenue. It's huge.
All right, folks, you need to get that number to call there. Kurt Nimmo can put that in there. Kurt Nimmo's a great guy. We had to call him on Saturday night with his wife. Guy works 7 days a week because he has passion for freedom like all of us. But 212-760-8300. Kurt Nimmo's going to do a blurb story on this up at Infowars.com in the next 20 minutes or so. It should be up at Infowars.com. email that out, MySpace it out, get it out everywhere with the phone number, folks. Get Kurt Nimmo's story. Also, if you go to The Info Warrior, is it InfoWarrior.com? It's InfoWarrior.com is the redirect to Jason Burmese's blog that he has on InfoWarriors.com. So if you go to InfoWarrior.com, InfoWarrior.com, he's already got a blurb up he just wrote. Get that out to everybody, InfoWarrior.com, or go to InfoWars.com and go to Jason Burmese's blog there on the site. Again, InfoWarrior.com redirects to Jason Burmese's blog that already has the story up. Kurt Nimmo's doing a more in-depth one right now. I think it's important, Kurt, maybe throw in some of the background on the old YouTube video or the clip from Truth Rising where they're saying his backpack's a bomb and his camera's a gun. They know it's not that, but they're going to go ahead and take him to jail for it anyways and charge him with terrorism. This is the criminality of the New World Order. This is the Nazi Germany level, the Soviet level. This is what they can do to any of us and all of us if we don't let these criminals know that we are fully aware of their criminal activities that they are involved in. And it isn't enough to just sue these people because they just use taxpayer money to pay it back. There needs to be more criminal charges against these type of people. Now, listen to me. He's in the 18th precinct. It'd be good for some folks to go down there. Between 54th Street, between 8th and 9th Street, or 212-760-8300. 212-760-8300. Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org, the founder of this that we've promoted and pushed, has turned into over 100 chapters from Australia to the UK to the Netherlands to Mexico to Canada to all over the United States, from Texas and San Antonio and Austin to Dallas to L.A. to San Diego to San Francisco to Portland to Seattle. He is 22 years old, got a lot of courage. He's there always bringing up real questions to Bloomberg about the first responders, about the corruption, about how they're not giving him treatment. 212-760-8300. Please don't sit on your butt and count on others to make this phone call. 18th Precinct, 54th Street between 8th and 9th Street. Officer Fagan, last time, here's the number, folks. Please make that call. 212-760-8300. None of us are safe if they keep violating the First Amendment and trumping up charges. We have to fight the globalists and the New World Order. Look how we exposed their MIAC report. Now they've had to apologize in Missouri. The lieutenant governor's calling for the state police had to step down. You know, we have power, but we need to use it. And I love you out there, and I appreciate you. And Luke's got a lot of courage, and he's in that horrible jail cell with them telling him, we're going to set you up. We're going to send you to jail. We're going to do all this stuff to you. Just like folks saved me when I was being held up in Canada with trumped up stuff because it got media attention. We're doing this right now. 212-760-8300. Luke Radowski in the 18th Precinct. Officer Fagan is one of the creatures that answers the phone. Rob Jacobson, any other thoughts?
I just want to tell Luke, you know, we all appreciate what he's doing, and I hope a lot of people step up and help him out, help him get out of jail right now. You know, dial that number, tell him that we know that, you know, he's being violated right now by the police department. His rights are being violated, and he's being held for absolutely no reason, and they should release him immediately.
You know, Burmese corrected me on this AP article I covered this week. I said half of the Ukrainians are refusing shots. It's 90%. And all these other countries, they're not taking the vaccines, now saying we know it's a government plot. See, that's an example of the power of us telling the truth and others telling the truth. We can turn the corner on that. We can turn the corner on this, exposing the government-sponsored terror of 9/11. Luke and others have had so much courage. Folks, give him a call. Tell him, hey, he's a real reporter. You know, but that part doesn't matter. InfoWars.com, syndicated radio, InfoWars.com, huge news website. That isn't even the issue here. The issue here is they kidnapped him out of that a place that acts like it's public, restaurants, bars, everything. They didn't even tell him to leave. They just grabbed him.
They singled him out.
They singled him out, and they knew who he was, the secret police, and they said, we're charging you with trespassing. That means you could walk into a McDonald's or walk into a mall, and they just say, oh, there's Alex Jones, or there's Aaron Dykes, or there's the Keebler Elves. We're going to arrest you and say it was trespassing. This is government state-sponsored terrorism and secret police against the American people, and now they're saying they're going to charge him with being a fake reporter, which is more trumped-up crap. Give him a call, 212-760-8300. We're now going to go ahead and cut back into the retransmission that you were listening to. We apologize for some that were into what you were listening to, but this is important information, and I'm just glad we're up here working at night to be able to take care of this and get this information out to everybody. Listen, we all stand together or we hang separate, and the enemy wouldn't be so afraid of us and wouldn't be trying to trump up charges against us if they didn't know that we're in the right, that they're a pack of crooks, and that we're going to bring them to justice. The people of the planet are waking up and taking action and getting involved and reaching up into the power structure and really scaring the establishment. We've exposed their world government. Now it's being admitted as being real. Everybody's starting to wake up. This is an exciting time to be alive. So choose which side you're on, the side of goodness and right or the side of the corrupt New World Order. I'm Alex Jones with a special emergency transmission trying to draw attention to the kidnapping by the New York police of Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, going back into the regularly scheduled transmission. Updates now at InfoWars.com. I salute you. God bless you all.